It's 21st February 2017. I'm Rajeshwari Ganguly Banerjee. In conversation with Srimati Meena Banerjee, the renowned music critic of Kolkata, we're conversing at her residence at Rani Kuti, Kolkata.
There was this hilarious incident that took place in SRA when I was there. We used to organize an event called Jhalapala, where the performing artists, all the artists who are known for their singing or tabla playing or some other, you know, forte, they were supposed to switch roles and do something else. Like a singer was supposed to dance, a tabla player supposed to sing, or vice versa. So the hall was full when we organized this in 1998, I think, or latest 1999, because Mr. Kichlu was there. He was still the director of SRA at that time. So Mr. Kichlu, we discovered that he was trained by none else than Uday Shankarji in his Almora ashram. As a boy, he had learned how to dance. So earlier also I had heard from Dipali Nag, that once they had done Shah Jahan and Anarkali. So Dipali Di had become Anarkali and Mr. Kichlu was Jahangir and Anarkali. So, on this day, we requested Mr. Kichlu to present an item. So he said that I'll show you how Ram, walks his dignified way of carrying himself, and how Sita walks. And it was fantastic. It was really fantastic. He was in a plain white pajama kurta, but then one could see that Sita is walking, lifting her lehenga and covering her head with a chunni. It was very, very nicely done. Then Ustad Rashid Khan was asked to sing. Asked to dance and give an item in Odissi. So he very nicely, gave a Tribhangi mudra, and I was singing the item for him, Pallavi, and he tried to copy Purnima Bedi.
Pratima Bedi.
Then there was Pandit Lakshmi Narayan Mishra. He's a veteran tabla player. He said that he wants to sing Thumri. So he came and sang beautiful Thumri for all of us. Ananda Gopal Bandopadhyay, he also sang Thumri in that. He's a wonderful singer. He's the disciple of Mahadev Prasad Mishraji, who used to teach tabla and thumri. And Anandada learned tabla from him, and thumri, one of the best known disciples was Vidushi Purnima Chaudhary. There were many other artists also who were associated with SRA's activities. So one of them was Tanmay Bose, the ace tabla player. And he was asked to present an item, and he came up with Birju Maharaj's way of talking doing the kathakata while dancing. After a dance, naturally one gets breathless. So Tanmay presented that so beautifully, catching his breath and then again saying some words it was beautifully presented. So there were so many artists there, and we all enjoyed, you know, you want artist name, like Arun Bhaduri ji was there, Dipali di was there, Purnima Sen, then Ullas ji was there, I remember. And the younger artists were there, all the scholars were there who were learning from various
Abdul
gurus.
Rashid Khan
then there was this Ustad Abdul Rashid Khan Saab. He is a well-known poet, everybody knows. And his way of reciting the ghazals, I'm saying reciting, not singing, that was also fantastic. So he recited his self-composed ghazal, and that was also, it still clings on in my mind.